100 years ago, countless acres of land in the area around the Yucatan capital of Mérida, in Mexico, were devoted to the cultivation of henequen, whose fibers were made into rope and twine. The combined effects of land reforms of the Mexican Revolution and the invention of synthetic fibers spell the end of the henequen boom after World War I. Many haciendas were stripped of their huge land holdings, their houses closed up or abandoned. But more recently, many of these haciendas have found second lives as hotels. Several have been transformed into high-end accommodations with eye-popping prices, such as the Santa Cruz. But a handful have become interesting and affordable small hotels, each with its own distinct character. One of these, Hacienda Yaxcopoil, is only 20 miles south of Mérida. The buildings have been preserved but not restored, and the place exudes a faded grandeur that is gorgeous, and occasionally a little spooky. Each crumbling facade, each overgrown courtyard, each shadowy room begs to be photographed. By day, the hacienda is a museum displaying the 19th century furnishings of the owner's family, who bought the property in 1864. Visitors might walk through the museum and never realize that Hacienda Yaxcopoil is also a hotel, although one with just a single guest room. Simple yet comfortable, it is tucked discreetly behind green doors in a separate cottage in the corner of the property. At night, when the museum closes, this room becomes a personal refuge, miles from any other tourist. Because there is no restaurant on site, and none nearby, the owner offers an unusual version of room service. A woman from the town prepares the meals in her home and carries them over to the cottage. From the polish of Santa Cruz to Yaxcopoil's majestic decay, hacienda hotels suit a wide range of tastes.